An island nature preserve near downtown Albany is back in the hands of descendants of its original inhabitants. 4 centuries after its Mohican inhabitants were forcibly removed from their home, the Papskanny Island Nature Preserve is being returned to the Stockbridge-Munsee community. The island, located 10 minutes from downtown Albany in Rensselaer County, has been cared for the last 2 decades by the Open Space Institute. The conservationist group purchased the property, then partnered with Rensselaer County to create the 156-acre preserve. Heather Bruegel is the community's director of cultural affairs.
Open Space Institute reached out to us and was, saying, hey, we know how this piece of land is very significant to the Stockbridge-Munsee community, and they actually had protected the island back in the 1990s from development. And, we have also in the Stockbridge-Munsee community have played a role in making sure that the island stays protected, that, development doesn't happen on it or things like that. And so they approached us about having the island put back in our ownership. And we, of course, jumped on the opportunity.
According to the Institute, in 1637, leaders of the Mohican community signed a deed transferring Papskanny Island to Dutch diamond merchant Killian van Rensselaer, a founding member of the Dutch West India Company. When the land was immediately settled and farmed by Dutch tenants, the Mohican community learned that the Dutch intended that their ownership of the land was to be exclusive. In the 1770s, tribespeople were removed from their Stockbridge, Massachusetts home. In the 1820s, a group of Mohicans traveled to Muncie, Indiana, where they found land that had been promised to them had been taken by American settlers. The groups ended up at what became the Stockbridge-Muncie community in Wisconsin.
This is our first step in being able to take significant pieces of land back into our ownership. Currently, to my knowledge, we don't have anything else in the works, but it will, Papskanny Island Nature Preserve will stay a nature preserve. It still will be open for people to use the walking trails and what have you, and we are actually working with the Rensselaer Land Trust, who will be maintaining those trails for us. Since we are no longer located in our homelands.
Charlie Burgess, Northern New York steward for the Open Space Institute, says the return of the land is a celebration and acknowledgement of the Stockbridge-Munsee community's rich history, cultural resilience, and commitment to stewardship during and beyond the current historical reckoning.
I think increasingly the conservation community is recognizing the importance of indigenous people to the conservation of biodiversity. 80% of the world's biodiversity is on lands that are owned by indigenous people. And, I think that as people come to understand that more, I think we'll find more relationships like this.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.